Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A little bit more untucked and a little bit more fun and edgy, you know, but he's playing the role.
Yeah, but he has some fun with the media. He gets the media on his side. When you're standing there, he draws you in, very good at it, and that's leadership. And then the one probably I love the most, because I bet you the defensive players gave him a unanimous pick. Tank Lawrence is like all the crazy stuff about what you want in leadership. The guy that'll say the wrong thing on purpose. The guy that'll challenge the other team in bulletin board material that makes you want to live up to what he said. And then the guy that, you know, at this point, with his money and his talent as a pass rusher, he could be, remember Mark Gastineau, or is that before everybody's time?
I remember Mark Gastineau was very early in my fanmanship of the NFL, but I knew him
Didn't
in the
he
Jets.
Like and he was the record for sacks until Michael Strahan beat it. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. And didn't it seem, I guess we'd have to go back, and I hate to accuse Mark Gastineau of this, but it seemed like he just wanted to rush the passer. Like, if there was a chance that the running back had the ball or didn't, he didn't care one way or the other. He wasn't really interested in fighting double teams and run stuffing and all the rest. And then, Mike, you mentioned Mike Strahan. Now, we all remember him, Michael Strahan. At the end, wasn't he just doing that?
Oh, well, I know Brett Favre let him get the record.
That was a good one, yeah. Tank Lawrence, at this point, with all he's achieved and with his finances, he could kind of just say, hey, listen, I just want to try to go get 20 sacks. Why don't you guys stop the run? But I think his teammates admire the fact that that's not his style. And so there are your captains, Jeff Heath, Chris Jones, Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dak Prescott, and then Zach Martin, who I think, General, might be more of a good example of what you're talking about. Zach Martin doesn't tell us crap.
Yeah.
He's very polite and very cooperative, but he's very Garrett-like in terms of his revelations when the cameras are on. But I do bet you that when the door's closed and we're in the film room or on the practice field or whatnot, I bet you he's a far more vocal leader than he lets on to the rest of us. So there's your group. Pretty good group.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you feeling about the game against the Giants on Sunday with all these guys getting out there? They're close to a touchdown favorite. Are they that much better than the Giants, Fish?
27-10.
Wow.
Yeah, dang. I think it's a crusher. Don't you guys?
Well, we did too. You know, I figured eventually we'd end up talking to somebody who thought this was a little bit closer.
You know, maybe we're all just a bunch of homers. You know, we are the Cowboys flagship station, and Jerry does order us to say nice things about him. as people so weirdly often think. It's so weird if you really listen to the station and you actually think that, you must be listening to some other station, because that's not the way it rolls here. And in fact, not only will we say something negative about Jerry Jones on the air, if it's called for, but then he'll call into Gavin Dawson and say something negative about Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, and I do want to say again, since you brought it up, you know, I don't mean to take shots at his age, because he is sure an older gentleman, but it's clear that he is still very sharp and quite a badass.
He is a fogey.
Yeah, that's what you. Yeah. Yeah, that was about Witten, if anybody's wondering. But you do, when the mics are off, constantly tell me the worst thing about Jerry is just how old he is.
I don't like that.
I mean, Hey, yeah, I'll stand and say I don't think he would have let Jason Garrett coach this long if he had never won a Super Bowl. And I'll stand on that, and I believe it. But, you know, the age stuff, I think I misspoke on that one, Fish.
Well, I think, first of all, you're projecting what you think 76 is. And I don't think you're wrong about the normal 76-year-old. But can we all agree that Jerry Jones is not your normal 76-year-old?
Oh, he's like 30.
He really is telling the truth when he says – I think he told Ben and Skin earlier today, I've got more in my plate than I've ever had in my life. I'm doing more deals. I'm moving and shaking more than I ever have in my life at 76. So, General, I don't think you're wrong about the average 76-year-old, the way you're going to be or I'm going to be. I think Jerry should call in right now and defend your mother against your assault on her.
What?
You're making fun of your 70-year-old mother.
No.
Because she likes the crippler.
No, I think you're projecting on me now the thoughts that are really in your head.
Your mom was smoking a crippler?
Mr. Age Discrimination. Mm. She took some CBD that had some THC in it. It was from a legal THC state. Mm-mm. She comes back to Ohio, takes a drug test to get a temp job, Mm-mm. and HR called her and was like, ma'am, you have some THC in your system.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Didn't need to be getting high out there.
General, why aren't you like Jalen Smith? Why don't you? You're a well-to-do man. Why don't you let your mother retire at age 70?
Okay, I think that's a good
See
note to
fish.
End on. Fish, we got to let you go because Stephen Jones joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey guys, doing good and ready for this big game against the Giants.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in when you did, because any opportunity to get rid of Mike Fisher, we just love to have that opportunity, so thank you.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad I was helpful in getting that job done.
Well, congrats on getting that deal done and having the full roster available. A touchdown favorite against the Giants. Are you guys that much better than your division rivals here? You played a lot of close games together recently.
You know, I can't imagine a big NFC East game that there's that kind of spread. I mean, the Giants, the Eagles, the Redskins all have great organizations. And, you know, Eli's always seemed to play his best against us. And we know we're going to have our hands full when they come in here. So it's that's the first I've heard about the line, but very surprised.
So, Steven, Jerry has kind of told us, I think he told Ben and Skin this morning, and we found out last week, that if we kind of talk about his age, he doesn't like that too much. Are there ever times when you guys are around the house, like just doing family stuff, that you want to get under his skin or tease him a little bit, that you start talking about his age?
Well, if I throw out old man out there every now and then, he'll neck will get red and smoke will come out his ears if I throw that term out. So that doesn't go over too well for me, I can assure you.
Is there anything that we could say about Stephen Jones while we're talking on the radio where you would think that's unfair? I'm going to call in and correct him.
No, of course not. I've got thick skin. I can handle just about anything. But I'm sure there's people that would differ with that. But I think I'm pretty resilient.
And, Steven, last night's game, we've talked about it. A lot of people watched the game, first game of the NFL, and it just didn't look that clean. How long do you expect your Dallas Cowboys to take to look clean? I know we're hoping for week one, but without really playing the preseason games that you guys used to do it like, how long do you think it takes for teams to really get up and going and looking good?
Well, I'd like to hope we step out there, like you said, and really look ready to roll. I do think, some teams come out quicker than others. But, if you look at the way we played our guys, I think we probably played our frontline guys more than most other than Zeke. I mean, Dak got quite a few snaps, and more so than, I guess, Trubisky or Rodgers, who I guess from watching the game last night got little or nothing. So, I'd like to think that we're going to be prepared to go out and play well, but also understand that as you get more dialed in and you get everybody playing together, as we went through the preseason, I do know we rarely played with our first group offensive lineman out there, with Zach Martin having to fight through his injury, and Tyron Smith working through some things that it was rare that all those guys were out there at the same time. But I just think they've worked a lot together in the past and feel like that we can go out and play well. I think Coach Garrett's done, his staff have done an amazing job of preparing this team. And, I just get this feeling that we're going to play good football.
Do you have ongoing dialogue with either Amari or Dak or their representation still?
Yeah, I mean, in general, yeah. I would say yes on Dak. I would say very limited on Amari for a range of reasons that, will eventually get worked out, and then we can proceed with him as well. But, in general, I'd say that the dialogue has been pretty good, and we're still holding out hope that we can figure out how to come up with a, you know, with a deal by the game on Sunday.
And if you don't have something done by the game on Sunday, is that kind of a deadline for you guys where you just go play football, or do you work on those things throughout the season?
No, we're open for business. I know sometimes the players don't care to do that, but you know, we can obviously juggle that and do that, and would be fine with doing that. So it's really up to the player and their representatives to determine what their deadlines are and timelines. And you know, we don't seem to bother us, and I don't know that we've given those type of deadlines or timelines.
Steven, us and the Cowboy fans got really excited about Tony Pollard's preseason work. And I know years ago you talked about Lance Dunbar and how excited you guys would be watching him play some preseason football or practices, and talked about how you're going to use him. And it never seemed to happen where he got used. Now that Ezekiel Elliott is back, will we be talking about this season? Man, Tony Pollard looked really good in the preseason. I just wish they would use him more.
You know, you'd like to think not. Obviously, when you got a back like Zeke, it's very tempting. He's very durable. You know, obviously, he's a big-time player, and very tempting to continue to give him those touches. But, you know, hopefully, I know I've had a lot of good conversations with Kellen, and I do think that we are going to see him more than we've seen the quote-unquote web back in the past. And you know, the biggest reason of all is I do think he, you know, which was, you know, a pleasant surprise, is we feel good about handing him the ball between the tackles. So, you know, I think he can spell Zeke in that aspect of it, and at the same time spell him as a guy on third down who can do a lot of different things. And then I know I do think Kellen's come up with some creative things maybe to use them together.
How much up-tempo could we see? Are we going to see more of that this year?
I think we could. You know, I think they're going to experiment with the things. I think Kellen does a great job of, you know, first and foremost, doing a lot of the things that Dak's real comfortable with. And then secondly, you know, playing into our, you know, where the skill is of the players we have on our team and taking advantage of those skills. And I think Kellen, you know, when you sit down with him and walk through and look at what he's going to do, I think it's going to be interesting. I will say this, I don't think you've seen much of what he's going to do. I think he's stuck with our, you know, with our old plays there in the preseason. But, you know, as we move forward in the regular season, I think you're going to see a lot of Kellen Moore's wrinkles and philosophies come out.
Speaking of skills, Steven, taking a look at this new video out this afternoon featuring Tyrone Crawford on vacation. Looks like he has some pretty good pugilist skills there. Maybe a second career waiting for him.
I actually hadn't seen the video, but I would say this. I wouldn't doubt that he is a man of many talents.
Well said, sir. Have a great weekend and give him hell Sunday. We'll be pulling for you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great weekend as well.
Take care. There he goes, the great Steven Jones, and thank you very much, sir. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have some abbreviated baseball nuggets.
What has happened to Elvis Andrus? We find out next. Now, before we do, let's talk about Men's Tee Clinic, guys. If you haven't been to Men's Tee Clinic, it's covered by medical insurance. The number to call is 1-800-246-LOW-T to get your appointment. Today's Friday. I get it. Look, you get busy during the week. You don't have that 30 to 45 minutes to go to an appointment. That's why Men's Tee Clinic is open on Saturdays. Bobby and Derek want to take care of you. They're open on Saturdays at their four locations in North Dallas, in the Colony, and that one is in Castle Hills, right really close to Top Golf right there. You have the one in Frisco and now the new one in Grapevine. So they're open on Saturdays. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of busy guys like you, and there's a lot of guys on testosterone therapy. So if you're not on it, you're missing out. There are a lot of Tolos that have gone to Men's Tee Clinic, but a lot of them go on Saturdays. So you want to make sure you get your appointment. If you don't want to make the call at 1-800-246-LOW-T, you can always go to mensteeclinic.com and you can make your appointment there. You can find out all the therapies that they have going on there. I want you to get back to being you. This is covered by medical insurance. It does not cost much. It's really helped me in my life. I believe it can help you in yours. 1-800-246-LOW-T. Guys, let's get back to being you through Men's Tee Clinic.
previous segment of The Fan was brought to you by DFW Airport Parking.
Hey, Gavin Dawson back here with you. Time to get a new set of wheels called D&M Leasing. They can bring it by this weekend, and you can keep all of your free time to yourself. Yeah, the greatest part about D&M Leasing and the easy...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.